Iran says it is trying to help the Syrian army conduct a major operation and recapture Idlib with the least human cost. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif described the situation in the northeastern Syrian province as sensitive. He added that Iran, Turkey, and Russia will soon discuss the imminent operation and the peaceful removal of terrorists. Moscow has already rejected U.S. warning against any action in Idlib. The Kremlin says President Trump neither considers the dangerous and negative situation in Syria nor has a comprehensive approach. On Monday, Trump warned the Syrian government, as well as Russia and Iran, not to, quote, recklessly attack the militants in Idlib. Russia has also said the Syrian government forces are gearing up to conduct a massive operation and purge the Idlib province of terrorist groups. Dmitry Babich from the voice of Russian radio station joins us from Moscow. Dmitry Babich, Russia has reacted angrily to the U.S. President Donald Trump's warning. Can you tell us why?
Well, because Russia has had enough of this justification of terrorists from the United States. I mean, they're probably going to play the same trick they played with Duma near Damascus. They may organize an imitation of a chemical attack, or probably even a real chemical attack, but not done by the government of Syria, but by the rebels, then blame President Assad for that and try to strike. But we have already been through this. So I'm not sure that a lot of people, even in the West, are going to believe the United States and the European Union if they stage it for the third time. And definitely Syria needs peace. You know, in the Russian press, there are plenty of reports about the you know, dangerous Sunni radicals who have been destroying Syria. There are plenty of reports about them leaving the country. So it would be very nice if they all left. There is a report that they can be moved to Libya, where basically the pro-Western government is having trouble in Tripoli. There is a real civil war going on there. So if they leave Syria, I think Syria deserves to be saved from them, to have them finally removed from its territory. This is the reason why Russia reacted angrily.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a hypothetical question, but, you know, this could be a possibility. If we were to see this operation move forward, and for some reason, if you think the chances, what would be the chances of the U.S. striking Syria, maybe the Syrian government forces, would we see a reaction from Russia in that case?
Well, there is a chance, of course, that the United States would strike. Then it would become exceedingly clear whom the United States supports in Syria. Of course, Russia will not respond in a dangerous way, but I think even in the U.S., even in the European Union, the elite should understand their game in Syria has been lost. Their game is over. They can hold on to Idlib for a few more months, maybe for a few more weeks, but there is no way they can control most of the country again. It's time to leave Syrians alone. This is the message that Russia and Iran are sending to the West.
Thank you very much for that, Dmitry Babich, voice of Russian radio station from Moscow.